The key to happiness is having now dreams. The key to success is making dreams come true. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. The key to happiness is having now dreams. The key to success is making dreams come true. What is a now dream? What is a now dream all about? Well, it's easy for us to dream in the future. It's easy for us to think that one day we'd like to have a pony, one day we'd like to have a new car, one day we'd like to have a new house to live in, one day we'd like to have some new friends and new people in our life. We'd like to have some sparkling new experiences in our life. Well, the only time that we're ever going to enjoy it is now. So right now, we start having dreams that are being fulfilled right now. So look out the window and see the sun. You see the sun is shining so brightly, and everything is brilliant and glorious to look at. Now I am enjoying the brightness of the sun. Now I am enjoying the view that the sun offers me. Now I am enjoying it. Last night, we watched the Shaggy Dog number 2, and after we watched the video, I came from the monastery back to the Hermitage. And it's a good little over a quarter mile, not too far, but it is through a pathway that winds a little bit and up and down the hillside here. And I had not brought the flashlight along. Normally I put the flashlight in my pocket, and I have it, but it was still light when I left the house, and so I did not think of it. Well, on the way back, I have Rex on the leash, make sure that he stays with me in the dark, and I thought to myself, okay, I see perfectly now. And so I put my attention on the now. I put my dream on the now of seeing perfectly. Now it was dark. It was very dark. And I looked around and the moon wasn't out. The sky was a bit overcast and it was dark. And I thought to myself, well, I know that the rains have rutted my path a little bit, and I know that there are places where the ruts are. Hey, and I know that I know that I know. Right now I know. And so as I walked along gingerly but beneficially, and as I walked along, everything was perfect. I walked right down the center of my path. Wherever there were little ruts in the path from the previous rains, I stepped over them. Never one single little problem, because I lived in the now. I lived in this moment now. My dream was to walk the path. Dream to walk the path? Yes, the dream to walk the path. The dreams are about everything. My dream to walk the path was to walk it comfortably, happily, joyfully, and perfectly. And so I did. And I got home, and it was just fantastic, and Rex was just on short leash, so he was close to me, and we were doing everything perfect, and it was like a glorious walk. And the wind had died down, and the rain had stopped falling, and it was just a beautiful, beautiful, crisp evening. I was living my dreams now. The key to happiness is having now dreams. And I'm always happy because I have now dreams. I'm living in this moment. And I'm thinking in this moment. And this is the moment that makes me feel the greatest. The key to success is making dreams come true. So how did I make my dream come true of walking down the pathway in the pitch dark? Well, I just said, I know that I know that I know, and I walked along. And I walked along beautifully and wonderfully. And Rex followed me at my lead. He followed right behind me. He didn't leave me. I led him, because I wanted to know where I was going, and I wanted to be my own master. If I had let Rex lead me, he might have led me right down the center of the path and through a few little ruts that might have been imperfect for me. But when I led myself, When I've lived in the now moment of each step footprint that I made, I did it perfectly. It's the simple things in life that make life a magnificent experience, and it's the simple things that we learn how to do in the now that make life even more exciting and more magnificent. I am the one that makes the choice of how the now experience is beheld. I am the one that makes the choice that I have the key to happiness in having now dreams. So, I get in my car and I say, I surround this car with my pure white light of love. All my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasantness, and the way is open before me. And then I drive into town. I drive some 60 miles and I go along the freeway. It's a familiar freeway, but I drive along the freeway in ideal form. I choose to drive at the speed limit, and so I drive along perfectly, and my trip is just magnificent. Next thing I know, I'm in town and right at the weird places I want to go. And my journey was just a journey of happiness. I looked at the scenery around me. I drank in the beauty of the mountains and the hills and the valleys. I drank in the beauty of the beautiful cars that went about me, and some of them brand new and some of them exquisite and some of them extremely magnificent. And as I drove along, everything was just 100% beautiful. I live in the now. My happiness is enjoying each experience that I have now. I sit at the table and I eat my meal, and I eat a third of a portion of whatever is served. But then, to top off my meal, I take a half a slice of bread, and I take some peanut butter and jelly and put it on it, and I eat two-thirds of that. And as I eat two-thirds of this piece of bread, I just delight in it and savor in the wonderful taste. And then, as I am about finished, I have a third left, I pop that over to Rex, and he opens up his mouth eagerly to receive it. And it makes me so happy to see him delighted in it. He just licks his tongue with that peanut butter on it. He thinks that is the most wonderful thing in the world, the most wonderful thing that could ever happen to anybody. He lives in a blissful state, and I am living in that happiness right with him because I see how he enjoys it. It makes me enjoy my food even more too, because as I eat my food, I think, yes, this is lovely for me. This is wonderful for me. This is very tasty and very delightful right now, right now. I'm very happy with it right now. You say, well, my goodness, all you're doing is talking about eating. No, it just happens to be one little area that I'm sharing with you, that we can live in the now, that we can be in the now, and we can experience in the now. And it's quite a glorious time. It's quite a glorious revelation to be there and now doing it. Now, I could tell you, every morning, before I leave the house, I take a quarter teaspoon, or a little better than that, of fish food, and I put it in the palm of my hand, and I go out and I drop it in the fish pond. And I have 7 fish in the fish pond, and they thoroughly enjoy the fish food that I give to them each morning. I have to follow the rules in the book. It says, do not give more than they will eat in 5 minutes. Or else you're just wasting it. It'll float to the bottom of the pond and be useless. So I've learned that this quarter teaspoon is what they really enjoy and what they really eat. And more than that, they just let go. So I think, how wonderful, I give them just the quarter that I watch for a moment, and they eat and they enjoy it so thoroughly, and it makes me feel so happy. And then when I get to the house, I brought along a doggy treat. And I take the doggy treat and I bust off the one-third end of it, and I give that to Little Love, our little miniature puppy dog there. And he's got a small tummy compared to Rex's big tummy. And so I give Rex the two-thirds of the piece of the doggy bone. And Rex wolfs it down and looks over to Little Love's piece of doggy bone. The Little Love is chewing on it a little more assiduously than Rex would do. Rex seems to gobble it down very fast. But I'm doing it right in the now. And as I speak about it to you here, I am living that experience with my pets. I'm living the experience of anything that I talk about. And that's why every experience that I talk about is an experience that I have lived and that I have entertained and that I have thoroughly enjoyed being in and as and doing all that it entails it. Yes, the key to happiness is having now dreams. Begin to appreciate the dreams as now. Too often we just go along and accept them as our rightful experience, which they are, and we don't realize that we're having a great experience. We don't realize that we're having a great now experience. Did you ever buy some clothing and bring it home and then wear it for the first time? And you slip into that clothing and you think to yourself, oh, this is nice. What a lovely fit. How good it looks on me. How wonderful it feels on me. And you wear it and you think, wow, isn't that great? Well, that's living in a now experience. That's the happiness, the key to happiness in having a now dream. Now, are you ready for all those things? Are you ready for making those dreams come true? Well, it's not a matter of forcing anything to happen. It's just 100% delighting in anything that is happening and 100% feeling that it is the most wonderful and exciting adventure that you've ever had in your life. Because truly that's what it is, the most wonderful and exciting adventure that you ever had in your life. Entertain these things in your life, in your heart, in your world. Entertain them in the now. And realize that right now, every dream is coming true. Right now, every desire of your heart is being fulfilled. Right now. And as you dream that, as you experience that, you have that happen to you. And how great that is. How absolutely great that is. I love you. I love you. I love you.